Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. One writer has said Isaac is merely a passive figure in the scene. Everything is being managed for him. This was quite natural, since Isaac was always being managed. For 40 years, he was managed by his father, then he was married and, for the rest of his life, was managed by his wife. That may be going a little far, but it is not inaccurate. Without question, Isaac had a much different temperament from others in his family. Yet he willingly agreed, he acquiesced to this part of God's plan for his life. Okay, if God wants Eliezer, or whichever servant it was, to go find him a wife, okay, that's cool. God, on the other hand, is plainly seen throughout this, even though Isaac is in the background. God is moving his plan forward according to his own timeline and according to his own purpose. When the servant questioned the details, "What if the ideal woman for Isaac doesn't want to leave home and come back with me?" Abraham responds, "God will take care of you. God will lead you." Abraham assured the servant of God's help. At a crucial moment, the servant himself asked God for his help. And when he saw the clear answer to his prayer, he thanked God for his timely help. God is central to this portion of the story. He had blessed Abraham, and without any further detail in what is given right here, we see one of the ways God has blessed Abraham. He has blessed him with a long life. Abraham was old and well advanced in age. That in itself was a blessing from God. There is no question of God's kindness to Abraham for more than half his life, and there is no doubt Abraham was old by anyone's standard. Yet God had blessed him with great age, with good health throughout the years, as he had done for Abraham's wife Sarah. Abraham lived a faithful life for most of his years. He had material possessions and abundance. He had his good health. He had children. He had God's protection, even though he and Sarah did not do it right. God still watched over them and protected them while they were in Egypt. God protected them in their run-in with Abimelech. God was very kind to Abraham. Yet even though God has blessed him in all these ways so far, God still works through human instruments. There is some action by God's people needed to kickstart the fulfillment of the promise of children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. There is not much time left for Abraham to enjoy his grandchildren. He's getting old. God had already, years before, put Abraham's servant in his position. God knew from way back how this was all going to play out, and his servant is an old servant. In fact, he is the oldest servant of the house and one Abraham trusted with everything. Absolutely everything was entrusted to this servant. He did not get to that position of trust in a short time or all by himself. He is a kind of fellow who can be trusted to carry out instructions exactly. Now, God could have worked it out so that Rebecca, since she was a member of the extended family, could have come to where Abraham and his family were living for a visit. Isaac and Rebecca meet, and then the story goes on from there. God did not choose to work it out that way. He could have, but instead, he chose to work through this servant of Abraham's. Abraham gave certain explicit instructions. Go to my home and find a bride there. Go to my family and find someone there suitable for Isaac. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.